Expansion work on Marcus Garvey Drive in St Andrew is nearing completion. With the roadway being widened and more vehicles being able to traverse the carriageway, it's expected that travel times will be significantly improved. Work on Marcus Garvey Drive covers 2.4 kilometers of roadway and began in March 2016 with an original end date of March 2017. But Manager of Communications and Customer Services at the National Works Agency, Stephen Shaw, says the contract period runs until the end of April.
Marcus Garvey Drive has progressed well. The contract period runs up to the end of April. We had set the end of March as our timeline within the contract to have the works completed, but based on some items of outstanding work, this timeline of the end of March will have to be extended to the end of the contract, which is April of this year.
At this stage, the project is focused on the erection of streetlights, which has already started. Traffic signals are also to be installed in seven areas, and a section of the roadway closer to Water Lane is being improved.
Overall, we're about 97% complete. So the description of those outstanding items is really the sum total, or close to the sum total, of what is outstanding insofar as the 3% is concerned. If we add to that as well, some of the retrofitting of some of the drainage features, where we have actually had to get the contractor to revisit some of those features.
Mr. Shaw says, based on the progress of works, the April completion target can be met.
We have had to put down some 4,000 meters of sidewalk. All but roughly 200 meters would have been laid to date. We also have over 2 kilometers of median barriers, and all but roughly 50 meters of that would have been laid. The first layer of asphaltic concrete would have been put down, and some amount of the second layer has also been put down along the road. So we have the finalization of the asphaltic pavement works as one of the outstanding items.
Factors including unfavorable weather conditions and unfriendly environmental practices resulting in flooding are among the challenges in the execution of the project. In future, if there are any other changes to be made, Mr. Shaw says this would be on streets adjoining or running laterally to Marcus Garvey Drive.
We are aware that there was some teething pain. There were some challenges in the execution of the project. But all of that was for a greater good. Marcus Garvey Drive at times had been an issue insofar as flooding and causing significant traffic snarls, not only here, but throughout the city of Kingston. And so the project is seeking to put that at an end, or to significantly reduce the likelihood of such.
Mr. Shaw says the road is expected to be widened from 4 lanes to 6 with the installation of sidewalks on both sides. There is also an expected realignment of a section of the corridor to improve the transition onto Harbour Street, installation or upgrading of 7 traffic signals with pedestrian facilities, and widening of 2 box culverts or bridges to accommodate the additional lanes. Some 40,000 vehicles travel along Marcus Garvey Drive daily.
Students, teachers, eLearning Jamaica presents Technology Day, April 4, under the theme, Winning with Technology. Educate, innovate, create. Come for
animated video creation,
mobile app development,
website development,
robotics,
graphic design,
cybersecurity,
C-Sex study tips,
social media marketing, and more.
You can't afford to miss eLearning Jamaica's Technology Day, April 4, Jamaica Conference Center.
See you there.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, 'cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone and help save the reefs we depend on, and that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.